Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to Ross Tucker. And Ross, basically, my understanding is he doesn't mind a beer or two because he was talking about last week. But on the line is the world-famous Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire, and you can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out on radio.com/home, or search Home on the radio.com app. Ross, last week you were struggling a little bit. How you feeling today, buddy?
Good. I'm feeling great, although you said I don't mind having a beer or two. If it's only a beer or two, it better be a double IPA.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to save some Powell Street Porter for you. It's an award-winning beer from the Great American Beer Festival in Denver, so we'll save some of that for you. Hey,
nice. All right, I like it.
Yeah, I want to start this way. As a former offensive lineman, and I know you can't speak for all of them, but do you think there's – I don't know, a sense of connection from offensive linemen with this 49er team just because of the way they run the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably not just linemen. I think fullbacks, I think tight ends that actually have ever blocked once in their life. I think anyone that kind of appreciates that aspect of the game. Look, you don't understand. Like, I'm crazy old school, right? Like, in high school, you know it, Steiny, we ran the ball every play.
Yep.
I wasn't a very good pass blocker. I mean, if Teddy Roosevelt didn't make him invent the forward pass in 1906, I might have been like a Pro Bowler. Maybe I could have lasted longer. Pass blocking was not my thing. I love running the football. I love everything about it. I love that they have not just the best tight end and fullback in the league, but by far the best fullback and tight end in the league. I love that even the receivers – seem to enjoy blocking. They seem to want to block. I think a lot of people that embrace that part of the sport love everything about the Niners, and I include myself among them for sure.
So how are the Chiefs' defensive front, this front seven, going to hold up against Kittle, Juszczyk, and this offensive line that would definitely be looking to run the football Sunday, Ross?
Well, I mean, obviously they've had a lot of time to prepare and to think on it, and so there's always a couple things you can do, as you know, one of which is to always try to make sure you have the number count advantage. You know, the one thing that's interesting about the Niners is they have so much success running the football without their quarterback really being a threat. You know, I liked watching the Ravens this year, too, because the Ravens run the heck out of the ball.
Right.
But so much of what they did was based on their quarterback being a threat to run it. The fact that the Niners run it so well without the quarterback being a threat is really impressive, but it also means that you can essentially always have one more defender than they have blockers, right? Because the quarterback's not really part of it, although it was hilarious when Jimmy G pancaked Anthony Barr. That was amazing in the divisional round.
Yeah.
So they'll put an extra guy in the box would be my guess, which is one reason why, and I've been saying it all week, I think that there's a really good chance that Jimmy G is the MVP of this game. I mean, I would not be, if I had to pick one guy, in fact, for the MVP of this football game, it's probably Jimmy Garoppolo. I think the Chiefs are going to refuse to get Packerized like the Packers did and have the Niners just run the ball down their throat. Chris Jones, probably not very wisely, although it's not like breaking news, has already made it very clear that the Chiefs want to put this on Jimmy G's shoulders. That tells me that they're going to have an extra guy in the box, probably play man-to-man and force Jimmy G to make some tight throws. The thing is he can. And Kyle Shanahan's the best play-action pass designer and play caller I've ever seen. So I think the Chiefs sell out to stop the run. I think Jimmy G kind of lights him up. I think Jimmy G is the MVP of the game.
Ross, it's go time. I'm matchup out, but there's Andy Reid who's coached in the Super Bowl. He's lost. There's Kyle Shanahan that was a coordinator in the Super Bowl. It wasn't all his fault, but he had a lead. He lost it. I want to ask you right now, who do you have more confidence in as a head coach going into this game, Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan?
You know, I think they're two of the top three or four head coaches in the league. I really do. Probably two of the top five head coaches. But then if you actually get into play callers, play designers, I think they might be the top two. I mean, they're certainly top two or three. As far as a head coach, Andy Reid certainly has the experience in terms of adjustments. That said, I do think the weakest part of Andy's game has always been clock management issues.
Wow.
We saw that the last time he was in the Super Bowl. We've seen it other times. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, like Steiny, so we've seen it. So I guess in that regard, I will give the edge to Kyle Shanahan. I think he's better on the clock management stuff. You know, perhaps Andy Reid's better with making adjustments. We've seen that the last couple games where they had deficits to both the Texans and Titans and came back to kill both of them.
Ross, what do you think? How many points do you think the 49ers, assuming no, there are no special team scores or defensive scores, how many points can the 49ers give up to Mahomes and the Chiefs and still win the game, do you think?
Well, I mean, I've been saying all week, everybody's been asking, I've been saying I think the Niners win 38-35, so I guess 35. I mean, yeah. I was going to say 28 when you phrased it like that, but
right.
I've been telling everybody my prediction, 38-35. I guess the answer is 35. I think it's going to be a lot of points.
Well, let me ask you this, because I heard this morning, I guess the over-under number is 54, and everybody's hitting the over, and it keeps going up. Could you envision a 2017 game? Because it doesn't sound like a lot of people can.
No, I'd have a tough time. I'd have a tough time thinking that. I think the Niners' running game is almost unstoppable, and so if the Chiefs load up to try to stop it, like we discussed, I think the Niners get big chunk plays and Jimmy G plays really well. Conversely, the Niners have a really good front. We know that, but I still think the secondary can be had a little bit. And I don't think this is going to be a blowout, right? So if I think the Niners are going to score a bunch of points, I think for the most part, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' speed will be able to hold serve. So I'd be surprised if it was 20-17, but I was really surprised that the Patriots beat the Rams 14-3 last year. So I guess you never know. But no, I don't see that, man. I mean, nobody has stopped the Niners from running the ball for six straight quarters. I mean, like, I'm talking about at will.
Right.
And the Chiefs seemingly can score just about as many points as they want to put up there. I guess the only way that happens, 20-17 happens, is if Buckner, Bosa, and the boys demolish the Chiefs' O-line and Mahomes is getting smashed the whole game, and if Jimmy G is missing on these throws I'm talking about, that I think he's going to have into wide open windows, middle of the field, in the play action passing game.
Ross Tucker here on 95.7 The Game. With that said, with the points, how do this Niners defense try to slow down all this speed on the Kansas City Chiefs? Because if they don't get to Mahomes, I mean, boy, if you play zone, they're going to eat that up, Andy Reid and company. If you play man, they have the speed to run by you. So what's the biggest challenge for this Niners defense on Sunday against Patrick Mahomes and his dynamic wide receiving threats and Travis Kelce?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't get pressure, obviously it's a major problem. That would kind of surprise me. I mean, on some level, the Niners have gotten pressure all year. Now, there was a stretch at the end of the regular season where I didn't feel like they were quite as dominant as they had been. But I do believe that they'll be able to get pressure, if not major problems. But even with the pressure, you know, Mahomes is really good at moving around the pocket, at buying time. It's going to have to be more than one guy to get to him. It's interesting, you know, Robert Saleh, the D coordinator, is not afraid to change things up. I love the blitz of Kwan Williams against the Packers, you know, to go ahead and to be able to get the strip sack of Rodgers. They do play a decent amount of man or cover three with the outside corners. And I just don't know that they're only going to have one safety in the middle of the field like that. I just think it's a tough team to play a single high, you know, safety in the middle of the field against. Because even if you have cover three, you know, those guys are kind of matched on the outside. So I think it's rough, really rough, to have cover three. I think they'll end up playing more cover two or quarters, but to have two deep safeties. Because if you just have one,
right,
then those seams for Hardman and Hill can really be exposed, because Mosley and Sherman end up covering the widest receiver.
Right.
So then you could have in the slot to both sides Tyreek Hill and Hardman. And that's, it's probably a tough matchup for the guys covering them, and the safety in the middle of the field can really only help one way or the other.
Ross, this is kind of unfair, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Who do you have the most confidence between these two teams returning to this game next year? And the reason I ask you that real quick is the Niners didn't have to face Seattle or the Saints. The Rams, Dallas, and Bears were all playoff teams last year. They fell off, so I'm thinking they might get their act together. But if I were to ask you between these two, who can get back again next year, what would your answer be?
Wow, that's a great question. I might steal that for Home and Home tomorrow.
Wow. We've come a long way, Ross, with Guru.
You know what? I mean, I have a decent amount of confidence in both. I guess I would say that I think in general the NFC is more talented than the AFC. You know, like, I think Seattle will be there. I think New Orleans will still be in the mix. You know, I think the Rams bounce back. I think Green Bay and Minnesota aren't really going anywhere else. I think Philadelphia and Dallas will be in the mix. Whereas I look at the AFC, and I don't know, man. I don't know if the Patriots are – I don't know what Brady's going to do. You know, I think the Ravens right. will be in the mix, but I'm not really feeling anybody right. else in that division. Maybe the Steelers with Ben a little bit. AFC South, probably not. AFC West, I think it's the Chiefs. I mean, I don't even know. Chargers got to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think it's the Chiefs. I don't really think it's that much of a difference between the two teams. I just think that the NFC is a decent amount tougher than the AFC. So I have more confidence in the Chiefs coming back.
Hey, Ross, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, man. And, I got to get your prediction.
Uh-oh, here we go.
We're getting them from all our celebs. Oh, 38-35. Yeah. You going to stick by that?
Official prediction, 38-35. I like the Niners getting the point and a half. I like the over, even though I know people are betting that up. I don't care. I like it both, and I like for you guys to get your sixth Lombardi trophy, which makes a lot of people around the country absolutely sick. They want to throw up.
Thanks, Ross. Have a good one, buddy. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.